The Kings and Queens of Rome by Daniel Wallace, narrated by Angela Brazil. Part 1. The Girls. Rachel McAllister and her sister, Helen, lived together in the home they grew up in, and as far as anyone could tell, Rachel and Helen included, this is where they would die as well. Though they were both quite young, Helen was 25 years old and Rachel was only 18, their paths seemed clear and predictable, each girl so closely bound to the other that to imagine even a day apart was a pointless foray into fantasy. You might as well imagine building a cabin on a cloud. They lived in a town called Rome, a town founded 100 years ago by their great-grandfather, Elijah McAllister, and his Chinese friend and hostage, Ming Kai, where they hoped to make the finest silk the world had ever known. Bordered by a great mountain on one side, and a bottomless ravine on the other, and shadowed by dark green forests full of bears and wild dogs, the town, even after a century's existence, felt like the abandoned capital of an ancient civilization, still a wonder to behold out here in the middle of nowhere, but worn down, broken, nearly empty. One day the vegetable world would reclaim it, and all the evidence of every man and woman who had called it home, and those who still lived there, 227 people at last count, though the number